Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and thank you for listening. It's great to have you here. It's going to be a great week. We're going to accomplish everything this week. It's all going to happen. Celebrity Trash, this time around, the 8 o'clock trash, is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want to catch any helpful links we talk about on the show, just go to our Facebook page. We put it all up there. We got all kinds of reading lists up there. We have all the little funny stories we talk about. If there's a video, we throw it up there.
It's been voted the best Facebook page of the year, like 10 years running.
Right.
So I thought it was absolutely of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it has, after 10 years, it becomes the best of all time. So I guess that's, yeah.
So check it out.
Nobody's better than the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
We're How You Facebook.
Yeah, meet you there. So they're pulling down Confederate statues all over the place. And
I've been watching that.
What should we replace those with?
Do we have to have statues to begin with is a question, I wonder.
People seem to like statues, you know.
It's kind of unnecessary.
I mean, commemorate stuff.
Maybe I would suggest we should learn a lesson from this. And stop putting people on statues in public places, because eventually we find out our sensibilities have changed and maybe it's not the best way to commemorate someone.
Well, look, that's one opinion. And I don't like seek out statues. I don't care if people make statues of stuff. But when something's been, you know, when people are upset by something, I feel like, take it down. There's a Southerner. He's a Louisiana guy. And he says, look, we got to pull these Confederate statues down and we got to replace them with an actual Louisiana hero and influential human being, Britney Spears.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know.
All right. You know what? I'm not offended by that. Can we use
their
picture?
The thing.
The shaved head picture of her with the
umbrella
in her hand.
Oh my God, please let that be the one that they replace
her with. Let's do
that. It's Britney, bitch.
That's right. It's Britney, bitch. Well, look, obviously the guy's kidding, just trying to be snarky, whatever.
Right.
Turns out people are like, you know what? How about Britney Spears?
How about it?
How about it? By Saturday morning, about 14,000 people had signed the petition. It notes Britney's many contributions to Louisiana, including donated to Hurricane Katrina victims, being a, quote, inspiration to millions by not only overcoming highly publicized mental breakdown, but by continuously working toward improving herself. She
All
is
right.
the true hero of the South, said one signer. So, okay. I mean, I'll keep you posted.
My feeling is they probably won't replace her accomplishments. Being unable to sing are profound. Like, that is a big deal. The fact
people
that
know
she,
her as a singer,
and
that's
can't.
Not one of her skills.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, so maybe throw some acting in there. She acts like a singer.
Credit to her. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
But, oops, I did it again to your heart. Got lost in this game of being fair. Oops, do you think that I'm sick from above? Baby, thinking of you keeps me on my...
Oh, man.
Well,
listen.
The
audience, though.
Yeah, the Ice is going crazy. I got to say that isolated vocals are rarely kind to anybody, except people who can actually sing. Mm-hmm. I'm down with this. I think it's fine.
Okay.
You know, if that's what Louisiana can muster for their hero, then I'm certainly not one to say what people should or shouldn't
well,
do.
Well, you know what I would say? It's a weird one, but and it made the news last week. Drew Brees, before his big mouth opened up about the kneeling, he would have been the guy people would have said. He's a huge hero in New Orleans. He stayed there when he didn't have to. He got that Super Bowl for the team when they really needed it. That year they were coming back from, 2 years being displaced? I mean, and he's done tons of stuff on the ground and with money to help New Orleans rebuild. And then he opens his mouth about the kneeling and erased it all. So whether or not he's able to somehow come back from that, I don't know. But
maybe we could have a statue of him and Britney Spears fighting to be on the statue. The two of them, like some hair pulling. I'd be down with that. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of with you. Like, if it's going to be so contentious, let's just not have it.
Let's just not. What's the point?
Yeah. To me, this is out of the blue.
Okay.
And I went, when I saw it, like a legitimate gasp. Kelly Clarkson has filed for divorce from Brandon Blackstock. I was like, what? I never heard a peep out of that. All I ever hear is how great and how happy they are.
I am, I'm not sure. Is that a quarantine divorce? Is that what we're talking about?
Maybe. Maybe.
This is hard, dude. I don't know what her situation is. It's been hard on us. I don't know if she has people in-house helping her. Is her show still being taped? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Is she off right now and they're having to face each other at home alone?
With two
I don't know,
kids.
But it's super hard.
Yeah.
And resentments build on both sides for different reasons. So I'm curious if that's...
Is her mother-in-law Reba McEntire?
I do not know that.
I'm pretty sure it is. You're
correct, Sarah. That's,
okay. I would stay married to this guy just to keep Reba.
Yeah, that's her stepson.
Yeah. Oh, so she... I see. So she's married to that guy's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, she's not really part of the story, and I guess you can't really stay married to someone just because you like your mother-in-law
so
much.
Can,
I suppose.
But should you? No.
No, probably not.
That's always been my biggest gripe about marriage is whether or not you go into it, A, for the right reasons, meaning you really love this person and want to try and stay with them for the rest of your life,
yeah.
And B, whether you are still feeling that 3, 6, 10 years down the road, or is it just easier to stay? And it's unfortunate that you find yourself going, man, I'd hate to think that the person I'm with is just sitting here because it's easier than leaving.
Than going down the other road, yeah.
Yikes.
I'm convinced that's why sometimes people, instead of getting a divorce, they have an affair and they like are almost trying to get caught because they're like, if I get caught, then it starts the ball rolling and I didn't have to like break the ice.
Or the couple. Well, I agree with you about that, but I also think that as couples go, you know, sort of start to separate different ways and they're not a couple anymore, even though they still live together. I do think eventually that person says, somebody's got to have sex with me around here. And whether that's the guy or the girl, it doesn't matter. It ends up being the thing that torches the relationship because you weren't doing that with each other. Mm. You know?
Yeah, it's important to do it with the person you're married to.
So,
mostly, for the most part. Right?
Well, yeah, that's the way to keep them from doing someone else, or at least in a normal situation.
Have a healthy relationship and not be in quarantine together. You know, I think people are finding out that they thought they had a great relationship because everyone was so busy all the time.
Right.
And now you're stuck and I'm looking at you again. And you're
so you tell me,
I don't know about Kelly Clarkson. And there's not a lot of information about this, as you might expect. They're saying she has filed for divorce from her husband, Brandon Blackstock. This is Kelly Clarkson. They've been married almost 7 years. They have two kids together, been married since 2013. He has two kids from a previous marriage. She quietly filed in L.A. last week. They, I guess, it started at the Academy of Country Music Awards in 06. She was rehearsing with Rascal Flatts. He was the group's tour manager at the time. So they met each other, but they didn't start really dating until about 6 years later. Within 10 months of dating, he proposed and they announced their engagement in 2012.
Oof,
I'm engaged. I wanted y'all to know. Happiest night of my life. I'm so lucky. I'm with the greatest man ever. And then they got married October of 2013. She said, Brandon's totally the one. I've never been so happy.
Well, I'm sure she felt that way.
It's very shocking. I'm shocked because I didn't hear a word of anything else.
Well, good for them that they didn't spend time in the news trashing each other.
I'm going to show you something right now. Brent is going to show it to you. And it's, at least I hope he is. I sent you the Flaming Lips thing, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. This is the future of music, everyone. Not only
the Flaming will, Lips.
The Flaming Lips. They are the future of music. Maybe I should just roll this and you tell me. This is them performing on.
I don't see how that's possible, but all right.
This is them performing on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. They did not do it remotely from home. They were together on a stage, and there were fans there. Here's how they did it. Roll the tape and we'll... Vinny, can you describe to me what you're seeing?
Everyone in the audience, everyone on stage,
every instrument,
person has an individual bubble around them. And the first thing that I thought upon seeing this is, so they're all going to die right there?
Right. How long is the air going to last? I get that they're inside, so maybe the greenhouse effect won't be such a problem in there, but it does seem steamy. And actually, even the insides of their bubbles as he's performing, doesn't it look like it's steaming up?
Well, how could it not? If it's sealed, then where's the air coming and going from that thing?
Well, there must be some kind of pump system keeping it pumped up. I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty elaborate setup. I don't know where they hired this out or how they got these bubbles, but that's the Flaming Lips on stage. I think both those drummers are in the same bubble, by the way.
Yeah,
they're in a really big bubble.
Well,
so maybe they're
good
brothers.
For them. I don't know where the Flaming Lips made enough money to get everybody in separate bubbles. Maybe they've got a bigger audience than I know about. Do you like the Flaming Lips?
I like them. They're fine. I've liked
a few
of their songs.
Can you name a song?
You know, my son will be so mad at me. He's a huge Flaming Lips. I listen to the Flaming Lips all the time because they're pumping out of my son's room. He loves the Flaming Lips.
All right.
So I know randomly out of the blue for most people, the Flaming Lips are in the news, but they performed, and we will put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so you can see it for yourself. It's actually really funny, especially as they do the above shot. There's the stage, there's the band on the stage, and then there's all these different, and by the way, each person gets a different size bubble depending on how big they are. Very considerate of them.
Well, I'm sure that
was
fun.
There's some children. Yeah, I'm sure it was fun.
But I don't see that being an option for many
venues. I think he has gloves on, too. It does look like a fun place to dance. You sort of stand alone and you rock your bubble back and forth and bump gently off the other bubbles.
It's looking like 2020 is just not going to be a year we see concerts. And 2021 is going to be a year when there'll be nothing but concerts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We won't be able to get our fill. Look at the... Oh, my God. The overhead is so funny.
Who did I see? Feed My Frankenstein. Who is that?
I don't know.
Back to School's Out for the Summer. Who is that?
Alice Cooper?
Alice Cooper was talking about how he's actually enjoyed being forced to not tour.
Yeah.
So he's been having fun with it. But I think every single artist ever will hit the road in 2021. So
they need to make some money, and then need to get their tour crew some money too.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a latex glove, it looks like.
Yeah, I don't understand. He's in his own damn thing. What does he want to do that for?
And one of the fingers are broken off.
Oh, maybe it's one of those fan, you know, those cool guy gloves with the fingers cut off. Well, so
cool
he can touch his
gloves,
phone.
Really?
You know, sure. They look like the you know, the Oliver Twist style gloves. They're gloves that have no fingertips. Last Friday we were not here. I called in sick, even though I was at home. And there were a few things that were released that I thought maybe if we have time, we could look at a couple things. Your girlfriend, Nora Jones, put out a record. This is her eighth album. It's called Pick Me Up Off the Floor. Did you just give me a song? Oh, will you?
Yeah,
I will.
From
yeah.
Nora
yeah.
Jones. Just
kind You've of, always
I
liked
love her.
Uh-huh.
It's Vinny's person. Here it is.
Yeah,
this
go
is,
ahead.
I'm Alive.
She walks. She runs. She fights.
She farts?
No, she fights. Come
on. Oh, fights. Okay. Play it again. I want to hear it. I think she says she farts. I mean, those are all things we do, so it's not.
She runs. She fights.
She farts.
It did sound like farts.
Yeah. All right, give me another one.
Were you watching?
Jones sounds like. And the only other one I want to do here is Colby Calais has a new band, and it's a country band, and it's called Gone West. And they put out their first album. I love, listen, of all the voices, Colby Calais is one of my absolute favorite. I just, something about her voice is so warm and just, I love it. So I actually want to hear this.
Is this her first step into country, or was she part of another group of girls that did country music?
I truly don't know. I've never heard her do anything but her,
okay,
just Colby Calais, but she's got a band now. This is like her
all
band.
Right.
It's not Colby Calais has gone west. It's just Gone West, and this is their debut album. So, and I know how much you love country music, and I love Colby Calais. This might be our song, Vin.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Here's What Could Have Been.
I mean, it's pretty. I'm not, you know. Like, do you get one more?
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty. Well, I just love her voice. So there's some dude that like co-lead singers or something?
I think it's a group of four of them. It's a four-part harmony group.
All right.
But this one doesn't really showcase that. Here is Tides.
That's good.
I think so too. The record is called Canyons. It's the debut of a band called Gone West, which is a country band that features Colby Calais. So there you go. If you like the sound of that, you know what to do. You probably already own it if you have a streaming service. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh. I'll bring you some updates from around the world. I'll also tell you, let me see if I can find it, how you turned into your father and at what age.
Boy.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.